Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. The New York Times reports Apple's own apps rank first in the App Store across 735 of roughly 60,000 search terms as of August 21st, 2019, according to metrics collected by Sensor Tower. Apple's apps pack the top listings of some searches, up to the top 14 apps listed in some instances. In interviews with Apple engineers, Apple noticed the search results several months ago and began changing the search algorithm to deprioritize Apple's apps, affecting all Apple apps by July 2019. According to Senior Vice Presidents Phil Schiller and Eddie Q, the change wasn't a mistake in how the algorithm presented results, rather a decision by Apple to better spotlight developers. According to the Sensor Tower data, the weekly median percentage of search results with Apple as the top result increased from 0.2% of searches in the second half of 2016 to 1.2% in August 2019. Attorneys general from 48 U.S. states, the territory of Puerto Rico, and the District of Columbia announced an antitrust investigation into Google. The investigation will focus on advertising practices, but other points of inquiry may also be included. Other attorneys mentioned search ranking and protecting personal information as other areas of concern. Attorneys general from California and Alabama are not involved. 51 tech CEOs, including those from Amazon, AT&T, Dell, IBM, Qualcomm, SAP, Salesforce, Visa, MasterCard, JPMorgan Chase, State Farm, and Walmart, signed and sent an open letter to congressional leaders asking for a federal law on user data privacy to supersede the growing issue of state-level privacy laws. Arguing that one law governing all user privacy and data protection across the U.S. would simplify product design, compliance, and data management, the open letter said, "There is now widespread agreement among companies across all sectors of the economy, policymakers, and consumer groups about the need for a comprehensive federal consumer data privacy law that provides strong, consistent protections for American consumers." The California State Senate passed Bill AB5 that would make some contractors into non-contract employees. The bill would affect companies like Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, Postmates, interpreters and translators, as well as some taxi companies. Under the proposed law, to be considered a contractor, a worker must be free from control of the hiring company, work outside the company's main business, and have an independent business beyond the contracted job. AB5 specifically exempts some categories like freelance writers, real estate agents, and lawyers. Non-contract employees in California must be paid at least a minimum wage, along with receiving overtime pay, sick leave, family leave, and contribute to Social Security and Medicare. Uber's chief legal counsel, Tony West, argued the bill won't force the company to reclassify rideshare drivers as employees. According to West, drivers do work that is outside the usual course of Uber's business, which previous rulings have established is serving as a technology platform for several different types of digital marketplaces. The bill now goes back to State Assembly to approve amendments, after which it will go to the governor. If passed, it would go into effect January 1st. Mozilla is launching its Firefox Private Network, a VPN service to U.S. desktop users of Firefox, as part of the revived Firefox Test Pilot program. The Firefox Private Network is an extension that encrypts a connection to anonymize it and prevent sniffing. Cloudflare provides the proxy servers to Mozilla. The service is free during the beta. Apple made several announcements at a press conference Tuesday, including three new models of iPhones. The new iPhone 11 starts at $699, the iPhone Pro at $999, and the iPhone Pro Max at $1,099. All three have improved cameras and battery life and will ship September 20th. Apple also announced a new Apple Watch Series 5 with an always-on screen, starting at $399, shipping September 20th, as well as a new 10.2-inch iPad, starting at $329, shipping September 30th. In services, Apple announced its Apple TV Plus streaming service will launch November 1st for $4.99 a month, or free with new iPhones, iPads, and Apple TVs for the first year. And its game subscription service, Apple Arcade, launches September 19th for $4.99 as well. After an initial private beta, Amazon publicly launched Alexa Answers in the U.S., which allows anyone to answer questions that have previously stumped Amazon's voice assistant. Content generated from Alexa Answers will be integrated into future responses with the caveat of according to an Amazon customer. Users provide answers through a web interface with a 300-character limit. Responses receive up and down votes, with users receiving consistent downvotes receiving less questions to answer, although Amazon did not state whether they would outright ban users that are consistently downvoted. Amazon will filter out responses with obvious profanity and not post questions with obvious political angles. There will also be human editors and algorithms curating the content. Google's Vice President of News, Richard Gingras, announced that the search giant made a change to its algorithm to give an advantage to original reporting, keeping those articles more highly visible for a longer period of time. Google also updated its search rater guidelines, asking raters to rate original, in-depth, and investigative reporting as high-quality content, as well as to take publishers' reputation for original reporting into account, which will include things like journalistic awards won. Vudu, Walmart's video streaming unit, introduced new tools to skip scenes with sex, nudity, and violence to play up its family viewing features. Family Play, which lets viewers automatically skip or mute objectionable content, now offers ratings and reviews from Common Sense Media, along with a kids mode. Family Plays is available on iOS and Android devices, web browsers, recent model LG and Samsung smart TVs, and Microsoft's Xbox One, with more Vudu apps to follow. And finally, finance ministers from France and Germany said Friday that the Libra cryptocurrency poses risks to the financial sector and monetary sovereignty. They said the Libra project blueprints failed to convince them that the risk will be properly addressed. However, a spokeswoman for the European Commission told Reuters that, with the publicly available information on Libra, it is currently not possible to say which exact EU rules would apply. The EU does not have specific regulations on cryptocurrencies, for the record. The European Central Bank announced it is working on a long-term plan to launch its own public digital currency and real-time payment system known as TIPS. It would let consumers use electronic cash without needing a bank account or other financial intermediaries. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.